Come on, love for each other. Come on, here to the Savior. Come on, bond, holding us to the Lord. Come on, strength when we're weary. Come on, hope for tomorrow. Come on, joy in the truth of God's word. And come on, love for each other. Come on, pray to the Savior. Come on, Lord, holding us to the Lord. Tomorrow I come on joy in the truth of God's word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can come together and open your word, Father, and discuss how we should act as a family and as Christians, Father, how you'd have us behave as a family, how we should go around our Christian lives. I pray that it will encourage us and inspire us to become more like your son Jesus and become better disciples of you. Praise his Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, our viewers. Once again, this is the Offense family coming to you live on our Facebook, and also some of you will take us on YouTube and Instagram. The audio form, you'll catch us on Spotify or Radio Republic. We're going to continue our lesson on the home as God designed. You can see that we have a problem today at families. And as last week I pointed it out, many homes are broken, children cannot be controlled, and divorce in ascendancy, single parenting, irresponsible fathers and mothers, and children delinquency, and many more are some of the challenges families we face today. And today, what we are going to talk about is communication. The problems we have as family when we are communicating to one another is also one of the things that is, you know, weakening our families. What are you guys doing? You are on the phone, mom on the phone, Edwin, you're on the phone, everybody is on the phone. Now, you put your phone off just now. You see, viewers, you see what I'm telling you? We are busy, want to study, and each of them is on his mobile phone or her mobile phone. And this is exactly what we find in our homes. Instead of family coming together to discuss things that affect us, now we can see that social media, mobile phones, and electronic gadgets are taking center stage of our communication. We have problems as families, how we communicate to each other. And this is what we are going to, you know, discuss. So as I said, this is just interaction. But unfortunately, you can cut in as we are on live. But you can put your comment or your question down and join us. If you have your children, your kids with you, you can, you know, bring them together. And we all listen, because this is a family discussion. Now, we cannot discuss an ideal home without talking about communication, which is the bedrock of what? Of the home. Communication is an effective way to strengthen the family bond. Wherever communication is broken, whether between the husband and the wife, or between the children and the parents, or between the siblings, the home can easily collapse. And we see many homes are broken because they cannot communicate effectively as the home that God designed. There's a lady called Elizabeth Bogret. This lady says communication is the lifeline of any relationship. So if we have to have a relationship as a family, we have a relationship, it's communication is a lifeline of that relationship. There cannot be a better relationship if we have, you know, communication problems. The family relationship will be broken if we do not communicate effectively with one another. You see, be aware that family bonds become stronger and our family and face-to-face interactions, you know, we become stronger when we do that as a family. So it's important that we communicate. Now, guys, I want to ask you this question, and I want my viewers also to listen. And if you are listening to me and you are an older child, a teenager, or a young adult, then this question also comes to you. Why do teenagers, boys and girls, find it easier to chat with their peers, their friends, rather than talking to their parents? What do you think? Why? Now, you are in that group. Why do you find it difficult to speak to your parents rather than your friends?
Because my friends understand and listen to me more. They understand what I'm going through more than my parents do.
Really? Well, you heard it yourself. He thinks that his friends understand him more than parents. We do understand. If you have your kids and your kids don't, you don't understand your kids, or they think that you don't understand them, but their friends do understand them, they find it so easy to relate with their friends than you. Ivan, do you also think the same way, or you have another thing you want to add?
It's just you're all in the same age group, so you all have the same experiences more to talk about. You know, he's doing the same thing.
So you think that your peers have the same experience as you, so you find it easy to communicate with your friends than your parents. Okay, now, if that is the case, do you think this has an impact on their lives? Sydney, you think, I mean, avoiding to communicate with your parents and you do with your friends, can that have any effect on you as you are growing up?
Yeah, that would definitely have an effect because your parents are, you know, they are older and they are wiser. So they've been through experiences that you haven't went through yet. So it's better you listen to them.
Okay. Well, viewers, you are judges to this. And I know if you are a teenager, or if you are a young adult, or if you are a child, you understand what we are saying here. And if you are a parent too, listen. They find it easy to communicate with your friend than they will do with you. So, there's something wrong, we need to. But Sydney said that they think this will have impact on them because parents, they are grown up, they are wiser than they may think. So, you think. And I think the same way. But maybe you have your own. You can put your comments down as we discuss these things. You see, let's have a real conversation that matter to the family rather than having conversation where the other party is just want to you to, you know, finish speaking. And they will say, have you finished? Sometimes you are talking to your wife and they're just looking at you. And as soon as you finish, say, have you finished? Okay, thank you. It means it's not listening. And the same way, when the wife is talking to the husband, the husband will also, you can see that he's not interested. And as soon as the wife finishes, have you finished? Then he will not even say thank you. Then he goes away. Now, this is not the way we should behave when you want an ideal home. Let's have real conversation, okay, that matter to the family. Now, for a home to stand strong, teamwork is very necessary. There's also a guy called Mike Kozokwi. I think he might be a Polish. Yes, he said, effective teamwork begins and ends with communication. So, viewers, communication is very important as far as the family is concerned. In this generation, something is gradually tearing the families apart in terms of our communication. Can anyone think or suggest what is breaking down communication in the home these days? Do you know why our communications are broken down?
Internet and these gadgets.
Internet and yeah.
Phones and
okay. Police. Yeah, mom is saying that you think this kind of internet and phones and social media is, you know, taking away the our interactions, the way we should communicate. This is, you know, taking center stage. Now, when I was introducing the lesson, you saw that everybody here was on his phone, right? And we did that just to tell you what actually happens in our homes. Where parents are with their children, each child is either on a mobile phone, a tablet, or playing computer game, or mom is busy watching her TV, and dad is also busy, you know, doing something with his phone. In that case, there is no communication between the family. So we can see that, you know, electronic gadgets, social media, you know, have taken our face-to-face interactions as families. And these have taken the center stage of our communication. And as I said, if you go home, some people's home today, you will see this going on. Probably when you go to the less industrialized or countries, you may not find this, but you come to Europe, America, and those industrialized countries where mobile phones and all these gadgets are easy to come by, where we don't have internet problems, you will see that every home you go, people are busy with their, you know, gadgets. So there's no communication going on, and that is what we fear today. You see, the question is, what impact will electronic gadgets and social media have on the family's, you know, social life? In terms of, you know, our interactions and our communications, what effect would this have on our lives? Guys, anybody, contribution. Now that everybody is on social media, internet, and the family, we cannot chat, we cannot interact. What effects do you think will have on us? Edwin, do you have any contribution here?
When these guys are selling, the communication fades, and the more personal stuff, intimate stuff will fade because you're so used to being maybe superficial online. So when it comes to more serious things, you become a bit more hesitant to speak about it in person.
Okay. I think because of time, I would have, you know, asked everybody here to contribute, but I think we've not gone anywhere, but Sam is cutting us out. Now, what he's saying is true. These social media are controlling us today. So you can see that as families, you want to train your children. Already, this social media is training them. They have their peers which they communicate with. So they don't actually involve themselves with the family, let alone to communicate with any member of the family. You see, gone are the days where, you know, parents sat together with their children for solid time in the evenings. I remember my auntie, always in the evening, we gather around her, about 4, 5, 6 people, and he'll be telling us an Anansi story or some sort of story. Today, we will say probably bedtime stories. But these days, we don't get that. And I think this is having effect on our family. For an effective communication and interaction to be achieved, we need to know when to use all these communication gadgets, such as the mobile phones and the rest. I mean, if you are having chat with your children and the kids are on their phone, they don't even look at your face. I mean, that is not right. It doesn't show respect. The same thing. If my wife is talking to me and I can't even look at her face, I'm busy on, you know, playing internet game or something like that. That is not right. It's taking the communication away, and this is dangerous. Now, let's talk about the way we communicate, the way we use our tongues. Sometimes the conversation in the homes leads to tension and an argument. Some homes you go, they are communicating, but this is leading to tension, okay, between children and their parents, between siblings, you see them, there is tension there. And even between the wife and the husband, also there is tension. Why this? These are not healthy if you want to build a peaceful and ideal homes. We have to be guided by the word of God as we chat and interact with one another. We should always control our emotions, right? And also be mindful of what we say to one another. Even if, you know, tension is building up, we have to be very careful. James said, when we read James chapter 3, that the tongue is a lethal and a deadly weapon. It can break families apart. And today, so many families are broken apart because of the way we, you know, speak to one another. You understand? So, we have to be very careful as families. If you want a healthy family, if you want a family as God designed, we should be careful the way we use our tongues. Now, some wives, let me say this, display great respect and submission when they are talking to their church leaders, church pastors, or church ministers. But when they come home, it's different the way they address their husbands. It's not only wives. Husbands also do the same thing. Talk to church pastor's wife nicely. And then when he come home, it become a tug of war between him and the wife. Why do we always have tensions when we are discussing matters affecting the family? We have to be very careful. And I want, Mom, if you can read this for me, if you're ready, you open Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. What does it say?
Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer each person.
Okay, so here, Bible or the scripture is saying that, let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. So guys, when you are speaking to your mother or your father, the scripture says, let your speech be more gracious. In the same way, if I'm speaking to my wife, I have to be very careful the way I utter my words. Because sometimes, if what comes from your mouth is bitter, is going to worsen matters, and it doesn't have communication. Now, between children and their parents, okay, the interaction between children and parents are very, very important if you want to achieve an ideal home as God designed. Parents cannot have, or some parents cannot have conversation with their children without a fight. So you go certain home, You see that moms and their daughters, you know, are fighting. Okay, dads and their boys and their boys are also fighting. They cannot have, you know, a chat without a fight. If we do that, we cannot achieve anything. Now, boys, tell me, why do you think sometimes you find it, you know, you find it difficult when your dad is speaking to you, you don't want to even, or if not your dad, your mom, you don't want to even listen to him. Do you think they are a kick or, they are not up to the standard at, you know, your level? Or what do you think?
I think
speaking to, because I want to mind.
Generally, the kids today, they are, you know, it's not cool to, you know, be, to listen to your parents, you know. It's not something that is cool or popular. You know, the popular kids, they kind of just do what they want. Generally speaking, you know.
Okay.
Really, you know.
Ivan, what's your own thought? Why is it that sometimes you find it difficult when you are speaking to your mom or dad and you think what they are saying it's not necessary, or what do you think? Why? It's not pertaining to you per se, but generally, okay? It's a general thing we are discussing. Why children have difficulty in talking to their moms and dads. And we are saying that some homes, they cannot chat without a fight. I know you don't do that, but generally, what do you think will come into the teenage boys or girls or children to be fighting with their parents?
Just goes back to what Edwin said at the start. Maybe you don't feel like they know what they're talking about sometimes because you don't, you feel like maybe
parents don't understand you.
Yeah, it's like a generational thing between them.
Well, Ivan is saying that it's a generational thing. They don't think that the parents understand them, and that is why they fight. Do you share the same view?
There's also the element of when you speak to your parents, they're always trying to control everything in your life. But when you speak to your peers, they just listen. That's the difference. Why it's easier to talk to them, your friends, than your parents.
Well, parents, I want you to, I mean, their honest opinion, right? They're saying that when they speak to the parent, it seems the parents will want to control them. And they find it's easier to speak to their peers because they are in the same level. Their peers cannot control them. And that is why sometimes there's a fight when you mothers, you are speaking to your daughters or fathers. There's always a fight. You know it. If you are a parent and if you are a child listening to me, when I say a child, I'm not talking to 12-year-old. I'm talking about teenagers, young adults in the race, right? Why you find it difficult to share these things with your parents. And that is what we are discussing just now. Okay, so, as I said, do you want to contribute here, ma'am?
I think they do.
You have to raise your voice.
I think they do that also because their friends just go their ways. Whatever they wish to do, they agree, you know. But we parents, so if there is, we know it's not going to help, we will advise otherwise. But they don't.
Okay. So, ma'am is saying that from her point of view, they think that, you know, because they are peers, whatever their peers will do, they just agree and follow, whether it's bad or, you know, good. But parents always weigh what you are suggesting to them in the council. And this is a council they don't want because they don't want you, as Edwin said, to control them. So that is why there's always a fight. Okay. Now, children, let's hear from God's word, the advice he gives to you. Sydney, you're going to read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Quickly, Proverbs 23:22. And Ivan, you read Proverbs 20:20. Okay? Have you learned that? Okay? What does it say?
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
Okay, so here, Proverbs 23 verse 22 says, listen to your father who gave you life. So, viewers, if you are listening to me and you have a father, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 40 years. If your father is still alive, don't think your father is getting old, so he doesn't have common sense. It's still there. And the scripture is saying that listen to your father who gave birth to you, right, gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Ivan, what does your say? Proverbs 20:20.
If one curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness.
If one curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out utter darkness. That's serious.
Mm-hmm.
That is serious. If your light, I mean, the understanding is that if you are in total darkness, you need light. But God is saying that, or God's word is saying that, if you curses your father and your mother, your light, the light that you need in the darkness to look, God is going to put it off. That means your life is going, it is going to be difficult for you in your life. And that is why probably we have, I mean, life is always fighting with us. Sometimes we need to check the way we treated our parents. It's very, very important. It's very important. Now, Edwin, you read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9. Now, before Edwin read this, let me tell you that in the days of the Jews, children were given capital punishment for cursing their parents. Yes, capital punishment for cursing the appearance. Read that for me. Deuteronomy, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9. What does it say?
For anyone who curses his mother or his father shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood is upon him.
Okay, do you hear that? For anyone who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death because he has cursed his father or his mother. His blood is upon him. So, that is to the Jews. Luckily enough, fortunately for us, we are not under Jewish law. Right? Jesus brought us the grace and has also redeemed the Jews who were under these harsh laws. If you read Galatians chapter 4 verse 4, Jesus was born under the law to redeem those who were under the law. So we are no more under this. That is, means that capital punishment is being removed by Jesus on Calvary cross. Thank him. Other than that, most children would have been stoned to death today. Do you understand that? So we are under his grace today. So if we wrong our parents, God gives us time to repent and reconcile with them. That's the difference. That's the difference. But if we continue with this stubbornness and cause our parents to be upset, then we lose the blessings that have been promised in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. So I want mom to read this, and then we draw the curtain today. We will continue with our communication next week. So we're going to check, today we are checking the communication between children and their parents. Next week we'll talk about communication between mom and dad, husband and wife. As the children, sometimes you see mom and dad fighting in front of the children. Is that healthy? Is that how to build a healthy home? We will talk about next week. So don't shy away from us. Join the offense. Bring your children as we discuss this so that they will hear, because you learn a lot of things from God's word as we give this to you. So, ma'am, you read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, and we'll bring our lesson to a close today.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
Okay. Now, this promise or blessings that we have here, The same was given to the Israelites. So here, the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ is advising children here. Who are the children? Sometimes when we say children, we are thinking of 12-year-old children or children under that. That is not what we are talking about. Now, if your parents are still around, they still live, you are a child to somebody. And it doesn't matter, even if you are 40 years and you have your parents, you do respect them. You have to respect them. Here, when Paul is saying children here, probably talking about older, you know, children, okay, and maybe younger adults, the teenage, and the children below 12, they are all children. And he says, obey your parents. Don't fight with them, for this is right. You honor your father and your mother. This is the third commandment. According to the Jewish law, God sees this as the first commandment given for them. And if you obey this, he said, it may go well with you and that you may live longer on the land. Now, to the Jews, they were talking about the land of Canaan. If you obey your parents, you respect them, you may live longer on the land. In all time, if we obey our parents, we respect them, the blessing we are going to receive is that it may go well with us. Going well with you is voluminous. You understand? Your life will be well for you. You get blessings from God. And also, your life will be longer. Think about this. And that is how we build a home that is designed by God. That is designed by God. So, without taking much of your time, we're going to end here today. And can we sing the last song? Bind us together. Which song did we sing? And then we sing that in Come On Love, right? And then we end here. Now you get this on Facebook. You get this on YouTube. Also, you get this on Instagram. The radio or the audio one, you get it on the Radio Republic and what? Spotify. Okay? If you get time, visit the Church of Christ. Church of Christ is all over the world. And they will teach you and your children how to get a better home for yourself. Come on, love for each other. Come on, pray to the Savior. Come on, bond holiness to the Lord. Come on, strength when we're weary. Come on, hope for tomorrow. Come on, trust in the truth of God's word. And come on, love for each other. Come on, give to the Savior. Come on, bow holding us to the Lord.